with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. Yardless, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I hope that you and your family have some great plans. Maybe get out and smoke up the neighborhood a little bit and have a little party and kick off this summer season the right way with a grill or a smoker and a bunch of seared meat. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, man?
Hey, what is cooking? It's that time of year, Jop. You know me. I'm a freak for Vidalia onions.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that pronounced right? Is it Vidalia or is it Vidalia?
It's Vidalia.
That's your onion. It's Vidalia.
I have a cousin that lives there, and she's corrected me enough times.
She's from the South.
I used to call them Vidalias. Well, she lives in the city of Vidalia.
Oh.
She goes, it's Vidalia.
So do you get a deal on onions?
Yeah, at Meijer. It was like, right, yeah, exactly. 60 cents a pound. You get right. The 10-pound bag for $5.99.
Yeah.
It's awesome this time of year because I have several refrigerators, and I hoard onions. It's weird, but don't you use just an absolute ton of onions?
Oh, I love them. Variety of onion goes well with everything. It's not too acidic.
You can grill it?
Yeah, it's just a great onion.
You can grill it, like cut it in half. You know, get the skin off it, or you can leave the skin on it. Cut it in half, and then make some quarter cuts on the top, and put a little bit of, I use a grapefruit EVO from Old World Olive Company, and then I'll put some sea salt and some fresh crushed pepper, and I'll set that on the grill with the skin side down, and just real slow and low, just let it go. And the thing kind of opens up, and it gets a little smoky if your lid's shut on your grill. Oh, my God.
Your own little blooming onion.
So beautiful.
Bob's blooming onion.
So beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Just beautiful. And they're so sweet. It's like a fruit, you know. You can just... I mean, I eat a ton.
Yeah, you can eat them like an apple. Really, I mean, they're that sweet and that mild that they're good.
My goal is to load up all my drawers in the refrigerator, the one in the garage, and as many bags as I can stash without getting yelled at, and then make it to deer season.
Whose refrigerator is that, Bob?
Well, it's supposed to be mine.
Well, I understand. So how are you getting yelled at about what you put in your fridge?
Dude, she's taking over everything, even the garage now. She's like, meow, 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 meow. I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did, because it's true. Weak. You're weak. Put your foot down.
We're going to get another refrigerator because you're going to build a bar for me in the basement.
Another refrigerator.
You're going to build a bar for me in the basement,
I'll just keep getting
more
refrigerators until she gives me one, right? Yeah.
So welcome back. Thanks for the this is like marital counseling time. A couple glasses of wine. We have a vintner. Brian's holding his head right now at the board. He doesn't know what to do with the show, but train's leaving the tracks here, Jop.
That's okay.
Bail us out.
Well, let's get it back on track because Brian Lesperin's from Fen Valley Winery. And Fen Valley is where, Brian, for our listeners that don't know?
We're right off 196, about 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids, so about 45 minutes from Kalamazoo as well. So a lot of an hour and a half from Lansing area. So we're kind of uniquely positioned.
Couple hours from Chicago.
Yeah,
right.
About two.
Yep.
Not bad.
Couple hours from Detroit.
Right.
Really, it is. And we're kind of orphaned from the rest of the wineries. We're north of a good chunk of them that are right on the border of Michigan, Indiana.
Problem is you're 12 hours from Atlantic City, so all those folks in Atlantic City.
Worth the trip, though.
It really is. You folks out in Atlantic City in Jersey, you need to come to our state sometime because we come to your state, so you need to come out here and make a little road trip and see how gorgeous Lake Michigan is.
The Jersey Shore is beautiful, but it isn't Lake Michigan.
Lake Michigan is like unbelievable until you see it. You won't be able to fathom what we're speaking of until you cast your eyes upon it.
That's right, and it's fresh water.
Yes.
Very different than the salt
water. So we were talking about pairing and doing a lot of fun stuff with pairing, but also kind of had a little sidebar conversation about aging wines, and that's something I still don't get quite right because my wine never gets old enough because we drink it. So
that's good. Those are the kind of customers we like.
Yeah. So tell us white wines and red wines. I believe at one time Doug told me the rule of thumb is basically six years on a red, three on a white.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad rule of thumb, although I think Doug would tell you that we've kind of been proving ourselves wrong on the red side. So let me explain. White wines don't really age well. It's just not in their DNA. There's nothing in that red wine, or white wine rather, that's going to get better with time.
Now, is that right?
Now, within a year, you might see some fluctuation that may be positive, but as a general rule, white wines are as good as they're going to get. Red wine's a whole different story. You've got tannin, which, you know, as foodies, you're familiar with because it is in a lot of food.
Right.
You know, tea and a lot of your vegetables have a lot of tannin. That's that astringency that you get on your palate when you, like, really chomp down on the apple skin. Well, grapes have a lot of that. And white wines don't get affected by tannin because there's no skin contact. But reds, because we ferment on the skins, a lot of that tannin ends up in the resulting red wine. And that tannin is an antioxidant, which is why red wine's so good for you, Bob.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew there was a reason that I drink red wine all the time.
Yeah, that's why you guys are looking so good.
I'm a picture of fitness and health.
And we're trying some Capriccio right now.
Yep, which is a dry red. That's going to be primarily Chambersin and with a little bit of Merlot. So a hybrid grape, which is Chambersin, nice fruity grape, wonderful with food, good color. And then Merlot is a classic Bordeaux. Red brings in a little more complexity and
it was
intensity.
So smart of you to pick this because I tend to shy away from reds in the summer. Do you, Jop?
Yeah, it seems like a little bit heartier of a wine, and therefore
and
the
drink...
summer bids the rosé and it bids the whites.
And you like a cooler wine in the summer, and I never cool my red wines.
No.
This is a little bit less intense red. That's why I picked it because it is... I mean, it's good all year round, but you could drink this like with a burger on your patio when it's 75 degrees and it's not overwhelmingly tannic and intense. So yeah, that's the story. So red wines have this built-in antioxidant, which is why they can and in some cases need to age longer. But what we're seeing as we've matured as an industry is our reds are lasting longer. We've been breaking out bottles that are 10, 12 years old, and we're pleasantly surprised. Still wouldn't... you can overage a wine, any wine. These classic old wines that sell for thousands of dollars.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Brian Lesperance show. I mean, the Grilling Guys show on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's all about wine, baby, and Memorial Weekend. Go ahead,
Brian.
John.
I have a question for you, and I probably should have prefaced this during the break, but I have a friend that is in the beer business, and he puts in tap systems, and now he's taken a move into wine. Where they're going to start doing wine on tap in the little corny kegs that are what 4 or 5 gallons
Six gallons.
And what do you think about that just as a whole?
We do a lot of wine in kegs, so we're fans. I mean, it's a great format.
Have taps in your show.
We do. It's a great format because wine oxidizes quickly once the bottle's open. So if you drive your wine by the glass program through a keg and you push it with say nitrogen, which is an inert gas. That last glass of wine is going to be just as fresh as the first one. So bars, we're seeing a tremendous amount of bars and restaurants.
So if you
doing
push
it
with nitrogen, you're not actually carbonating.
That's
it
right. That's why you wouldn't
instead
use CO2.
CO2.
Right. But the important part of that is that people need to understand that that's not a bad way to drink wine. You know, traditionally you pop the cork, you set the bottle on the table. It's part of the ambiance and the presentation. But if you go to the wine bars that serve it by keg, you're not getting an inferior product.
Right. It's just like bag in a box. It started out with a horrible reputation
right.
because the first players in were pumping in all kinds of bad wine.
Franzio.
Yeah. Putting it, you know, I always say to customers, Franzio. It's the stuff on the bottom shelf at the grocery store.
Right.
And gradually, others figured out that this was a pretty good format to deliver wine by the glass. The kegs are in the same boat. In fact, I look for it when I go to restaurants because I know that bottle, it wasn't a bottle that was opened 3 days ago that they're going to sell me by the glass for $8. But that is going to come out of a tap where it's fresh, not exposed to air. So I seek them out.
When I was in Traverse City a couple of years ago, Ed O'Keefe had patented a machine that was going to be tapping it. Is that on the market yet?
I've heard things about it. I haven't seen one.
Okay.
Not sure.
That sounded cool, like a dispensary. You put in $5, you get a glass of wine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what's wrong with that?
I know.
Right? Swiping a drink, man, just hit your card.
Be like having a little casino machine in your house.
Just right.
Save money.
We'll try to get you one for your house.
Now I've got a new wine cellar going in. You'll have to come and visit because we're digging in a couple weeks. So we're going to have our own Fen Valley.
I like wine cellars. That means you got to buy more wine.
Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about pairing some meat with some food. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. She gave me a kiss, and she